Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 218. Endgame, Part 3. The Reluctant Participant. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013. In the 10th month, on the 19th day of the 10th month.
Dear Dan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Charles C. Shaw speaking. KTSA is honored this evening by the presence in our studios of two great men. In this meeting of great minds, I feel rather inconspicuous. And the less I have to say, the better you listeners will like it.
Where does one go to find one's way? One way or another, I'ma make it through the end game. I'ma make it through the end game. Yep, I'ma make it through the end game. Why do some fall in line?
There are a total of 11 days from 29 September 2013, marking the initial revelation that led to Letter 214, to and including the 9th of October 2013, also known as Victory Over Satan Day at Jew 6. And because this event has become so special to the angels, I will now refer to this time period as the Day of Victory. But what was really, 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 I can't put enough reallys here, really, really, beyond belief, see footnote was for me to know and see and hear Satan standing by the tree in my backyard for those 11 days. And I really wasn't sure how I was to respond, so I kept checking with the Lord. And he kept answering through his angels Gabe and Gabriella. One of Gabe's observations was that there would be a change in battle tactics by God's forces on earth in prosecuting the wars for salvation in the time to come. Most recently, Gabe also confirmed that a primary reason for the 11-day pre-confinement of the devil is to give time for Gabe's CIA, see footnote, resources to analyze and assess just how the devil's people would respond to being cut off from their God. It is the case that Satan's total isolation first began in my backyard, and was later officiated and documented for public consumption in Letter 214. This also gave me time to hear and document Letter 214. Sunday the 29th of September was the second of 2 days off I had from work. I was scheduled to go back to work Monday and Tuesday. That gave me time to think about things until my next night off, which was Wednesday to October. That's when I wrote Letter 214. And shortly after that I audio recorded the letter into the prophetic prayer that all the letters become when we listen to them on my iPod, and Gabe, Gabriella and I agree and pray together before the Lord. Every so often I would look out back to the tree and log and see Satan standing or sitting, but as the days wore on he was mostly sitting. Gabe and Gabriella started to float the idea of going out to the backyard to take a closer look, and perhaps to stand with Michael and his soldiers. I was a little reluctant, not because of fear, but because I am so physically sore most of the time and I am not the most people-oriented person. But as usual, they eventually got their way, and we made two trips out to the backyard. The first visit was in the late morning before I went to bed. I just stood there listening to Gabe remark just how close I was standing to Satan, about 3 feet in front of him. That thought occurred to me that I could put my hand on him, but I discarded that idea as quickly as it came. Then I saw to my right in the Spirit the Holy Spirit coming toward me. He had taken the form of Peggy, who over a decade earlier I had met on the trail. When Peggy got close to me, my attention was drawn back toward my front where Satan was sitting, but I looked past and over his head toward a tree growing. I just looked for a moment, remembering some of the sorrow the devil had brought to the world, and then I said this to everyone there. That's fine, Maple. And then we went back into the house. The second visit was on the morning of the 8th in the hours before dawn. We went out to declare God's word face to face to Satan. We will write about that in the next letter. But the last time I saw the devil in person was the morning of the 9th of October 2013, from about 30 feet away. We had all taken a walk on the trail that borders my backyard. As we walked, I looked toward where Satan was seated on the log, facing away from me, and for a brief moment he turned his head and looked at me and cast an evil thought my way. But it was so weak as to be almost unnoticeable. I didn't get sick, not even a little. After the walk that morning, I went about my normal routine of getting ready for the next work cycle, and settling down in bed for some serious, before sleep, TV watching. But I managed to go out to the kitchen just after 12 noon. And, just as prophesied, Satan, along with Archangel Michael and his troops, was gone. Gabe had told me days before that they would take Satan through the earth to Africa, in order to further confuse the devil's forces. And so God brings to an end one of the last days. My continuing question remains unanswered. Just how many days are there in the space-time continuum called the last days? My inquiring mind still would like to know. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote, referring to the song, Beyond Belief, by Petra. Footnote, Christian Intelligence Angels,